Veterans Day is the day we recognize all of our military heroes, those who are with us, those who have left us. These men and women are most often embraced and appreciated for, quote-unquote, doing their duty. Now, that wasn't enough. Our members of the military, both during and after service, demonstrate how God's word can be lived in all the ways we are blessed and strengthened by it. One word to describe our military population with is commitment. They certainly have that, don't they? They enlist, or in the past willingly went when drafted, knowing full well what might lie ahead for them. Psalm chapter 37, verse 5, reveals how this brings one closer to God. Commit your way to the Lord, trust also in Him, and He shall bring it to pass. Those in the military understand what they do is certainly good work, and that brings us closer to God, as we read in 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 8, and God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that you, always having all sufficiency in all things, may have an abundance for every good work. Now, do men and women join the military for their own glory? Do they try to see how many medals they can earn and how fast they can do that? Well, a very few enlist to get the money for college, and when they're told to be shipping out, try to claim they were never told about that. Yes, that's really happened. Thankfully, the vast majority live according to Philippians chapter 2, verse 3. Let nothing be done through selfish ambition or conceit, but in lowliness of mind let each esteem others better than himself. Our military members are proud people, but not with a pride that's self-serving. Most don't even want to talk about what they experienced or accomplished in service, believing it was simply what was expected of them. And that's a wonderful example of what Proverbs chapter 29, verse 23 teaches. A man's pride will bring him low, but the humble in spirit will retain honor. What is not found within a soldier is the idea of quitting. Galatians chapter 6, verse 9 tells us the value of that. And let us not grow weary while doing good, for in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart. When Jesus healed a person, as we read numerous examples throughout the New Testament, Jesus doesn't tell that person to thank him, does he? And Jesus instructs them to thank their faith, for that's what brought them through. Here are the words of Jesus we find in Matthew chapter 9, verse 29. Then he, Jesus, touched their eyes, saying, according to your faith, let it be to you. A soldier moves forward in battle, deeper into the unknown, in a way that brings the lesson from 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7 into action. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, and of love, and of a sound mind. Above all of this, a military member has faith. They enter service swearing an oath to God. They go directly into the darkest parts of the world, made dark by Satan, who has earthly rule, as we've talked about before, and they hold strong to the characteristics I've mentioned. If you've been facing a hard and a challenging time in your life and hear the stories of a veteran's adventure, do you often ask, how could they have done that? Well, through faith. So take some time and read the 11th chapter of the book of Hebrews. You'll get a much stronger understanding about faith. Now, what is it that we can do in a show of reverence for our veterans? Not just on Veterans Day, which it's fine to do, but every day, to embrace them as well as support those who have needs. Well, our instructions are found in Romans chapter 13, verse 7. Render therefore to all their due, taxes to whom taxes are due, customs to whom customs, fear to whom fear, meaning respect, honor to whom honor.